Chapter 6. You Don't Look So Good. It was mid-morning when I awoke, the sun shining brightly on my face and my stomach growling from hunger. I slid the glass door open and heard someone singing downstairs. "Elaine, is that you?" I called out, but there was no response. Following the singing, I made my way down a large spiral staircase, across a marbled foyer, and into a mammoth kitchen to discover a woman who clearly was not my wife. She was older, probably in her 50s, heavy-set, and dressed in a white maid's uniform. "Excuse me," I said, catching her off guard. She spun around quickly, losing her grip on the large ceramic platter she was drying, sending it crashing to the floor.
"Mr. Bratton, I'm sorry, but you startled me. I didn't expect you to be here so late in the morning," she said.
"I'm sorry," I said apologetically. "I thought you were my wife."
"Mrs. Bratton is in Europe," she responded, collecting colorful chunks of ceramic from the floor.
"Europe?" I inquired, bending over to help her pick up the shattered dish. "What is Elaine doing in Europe?"
"I believe she's buying art," the maid responded suspiciously. "At least, that's what I was told."
"By whom? Who told you that?" I queried.
"Well, by you. Mr. Bratton, are you okay?"
"I'm fine. Why?"
"Because you don't look so good."
"I hit my head on the nightstand. It's nothing."
"I think you should have it looked at. Would you like me to call the doctor?"
"No, I'm fine," I said, waving her off. "I'll just rest a bit." I went to the bathroom to wash my face. Looking up, I caught my reflection in the mirror. "Oh my God!" I gasped. The maid was right. I didn't look so good. The person in the mirror was me, but then again it wasn't. It was an older version of me. My hair contained touches of gray, and creases were evident in my face where none were before. I made my way back to the master bedroom where I had awoken and stepped in front of the three-way mirror. I could see that I was carrying at least 20 extra pounds on my 5'9" frame, and whatever muscle tone I once had was clearly gone. I hurried back downstairs in a panic and found the maid busy vacuuming the living room rug.
"Excuse me," I shouted.
"Yes, sir,"
she said, flipping the off switch to the vacuum.
"What's your name?"
She gave me a puzzled look before responding.
"Why, it's Renee, sir. Are you sure you're okay?"
"No, Renee, I am not okay. I am not okay at all. Listen, I need to ask you a few questions, and as strange or as ridiculous as they may seem, I need you to answer them, okay?"
"Okay," she said hesitantly.
"Good. My name is Eric Bratton, correct?"
"Yes, sir."
"This is my house, and you work for me?"
"Yes, sir," she said, a combination of concern and fear beginning to show in her eyes.
"And what do I do for a living?"
"Well, as I understand it, you're a businessman."
Then she added, "Oh, yes, and you write books."
"What did you just say?"
"You write books."
"That's not true," I blurted. "I mean, I barely have time to read books, let alone write one. I don't write books. I sell copiers for a living."
"With all due respect, Mr. Bratton, I clean the house 3 days a week, including the study, and I've seen the books you've written."
I ran up the spiral staircase to the second floor and tried several doors before locating the study. Making my way to the bookshelves, I began searching, and there they were, three hardcover books sitting side by side. "Fail Your Way to Success." "One of These Days Is Now." "How to Have the Most Productive Year of Your Life." And there on the spine was my name, Eric James Bratton. My mind raced. Certainly there's more than one Eric Bratton in the world, but how many Eric James Brattons could there be? Reaching up, I plucked one of the titles from the shelf and leafed through it quickly, not recognizing any of the words as my own. Then I flipped it over. I stopped dead in my tracks. On the back cover of the dust jacket was a picture of the author. It was a photo of me.